The Alabama Homeowner's Guide to 2026 CER2 Standards. CER2 is the current federal standard for measuring HVAC efficiency, replacing the older CER metric to more accurately reflect how a system performs in a real-world home. While the legal minimum for new systems in Alabama is 14.3 CER2, finding the sweet spot between upfront cost and monthly savings is the key to protecting your household budget from rising utility rates. If you've seen new energy labels in Birmingham, Hoover, or Vestavia Hills, you've likely noticed a change in the numbers. Understanding CER2 isn't about memorizing regulations. It's about knowing how much cooling you get for every dollar you pay the electric company. CER versus CER2. Why the change? The Department of Energy updated the testing standards because the old CER ratings were based on ideal lab conditions that rarely existed in actual homes. The real-world test. CER2 testing uses 5 times the external static pressure to simulate the resistance of real ductwork. The math. Because the new test is harder, CER2 numbers look lower than old CER numbers. Example, an old 15 CER is roughly equivalent to a new 14.3 CER2. The benefit? You get a more honest prediction of how the unit will actually perform in your home in Pinson or Clay. Efficiency as a defense against rising rates. In an era where utility companies in central Alabama continue to adjust their kilowatt-hour rates upward, a higher efficiency rating is a defensive strategy. Neutralizing increases. If utility rates rise by 5%, but your new 14.3 CER2 system is 10-15% more efficient than your old unit, you have effectively canceled out that rate hike and kept your budget predictable. The sweet spot. For the majority of Alabama homeowners, systems in the 14.3 to 15 CER2 range offer the best balance. They meet the federal legal requirements and provide modern efficiency without the significant price jump associated with ultra-high efficiency inverter technology. The truth about inverters, comfort versus cost. You may hear that variable speed or inverter systems will pay for themselves in energy savings. While they are the most efficient units on the market, the decision to invest in one should be based on comfort, not just a lower power bill. Technology type, how it performs. The primary benefit, single stage 14.3 to 15 CER2 runs at 100% capacity when on. Affordable, reliable, and meets all standards. Variable speed inverter adjusts its speed like cruise control. Superior humidity control and precise comfort. The neutral verdict, if you struggle with sticky indoor air or hot spots in your home in Chelsea or Leeds, the variable speed technology is worth the investment for the comfort alone. If your primary goal is simply a reliable, energy-efficient replacement, a standard 14.3 to 15 CER2 system is the practical choice for the Alabama climate. Is it illegal to keep my old, lower CER system? No. Federal regulations only apply to the installation of new equipment. You can continue to run and repair your existing system in Cahaba Heights or Brook Highland, regardless of its efficiency rating. Will a 14.3 CER2 system really lower my power bill? If you are replacing a system that is 10 to 15 years old, which likely had an original rating of 10 or 12 CER, you will see a noticeable decrease in energy consumption. However, the real-world savings depend on your home's insulation, ductwork health, and thermostat habits. What is the most important factor besides the CER2 rating? Infrastructure. A 20 CER2 unit attached to leaky, undersized ductwork will perform like a 10 CER unit. When evaluating a quote, ensure the contractor is assessing your entire home's breathability to ensure you actually get the efficiency you are paying for.